League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching this, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Best hour of the day now is officially underway. It is Moneyline Radio on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. It's Kevin Walsh. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's the middle of the week, Kevin. We're 2 days down. Two more days to go in Hell Week now. How are you feeling about Hell Week right now in the sports landscape? How do you feel?
Again, I feel totally fine. The Home Run Derby was fantastic. No, I feel totally fine. I feel totally fine. The Home Run Derby was fantastic. I don't even know why you're upset about there not being sports on. You're asleep by 8 o'clock, so what does it even matter? You have to kill like an hour of when typically sports would be on, so you're fine. Yeah. Home Run Derby was great. The only thing that they need to do is stop lying about how long the Home Run Derby is going to be. That's all. But no, but Donnie,
what are they saying? What do you mean? What were they saying?
On the like description, it says 8 to 10. Okay.
Yes. Oh,
if it said 8 to 10:30, like we might still think it's too long. But Donnie, let's just say you happen to be on the couch, you tell the missus, this thing's gonna be over at 10, maybe a little bit later. And then it's 10:45. Well, you know what? Now we've been misleading in a way that you don't want to be. But I thought the Home Run Derby was really fun. I thought Cal Raleigh was awesome. I thought he really cranked it up. Junior Caminero had a little bit of that breakout performance, I thought. Yeah. You talked about it too yesterday with O'Neal Cruz. Mm-hmm. It feels like now, Donnie, every O'Neal Cruz home run for the rest of the season will go viral. Like, that's what we got last night. We're also getting like Coors Field level home runs last night, which was just an incredible treat.
No, it was great. You know what was great about it too was that, like, the ball was traveling right away. And like coming into the competition, I said to myself, you know what, Kevin? I think what makes the most sense is probably like taking some unders here on like the longest home run. Man, James Wood, like third swing of the bat, bang, over for the entireness of it. And I even got somebody who tweeted me, Kevin, and they were like basically saying, hey, what do you actually think about like the longest home run? Like there's a boost on 365, I think 479 and a half at plus 150. Yeah. Like, to be honest, I leaned towards the under. That was done right away at that point. But the one handicap that I thought was actually a handicap was the exit velo of the best exit velo of a home run hit, which was O'Neal Cruz, and it played out that way.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah. You were like, listen, no matter that number's going to move, but it's going to move appropriately because he's got the swing to get the job done. And again, obviously that was the case there. I don't know. Maybe you would know, Donnie. Maybe they mentioned it on the show this morning. Did every swinger go over his longest home run prop?
I don't know. You know, it's funny you brought that up because it's hard to find like statistics on the Home Run Derby like the next day when you're just like looking like betting stuff. Like I didn't see that. I didn't watch it all the way through because usually if I'm like dialed in, like, okay, we're on the show. Like, all right, check. He got it. I didn't check that. But it feels like everybody did though, doesn't it? Like everybody hit a moonshot.
I bet Buxton and Jazz and those bets were winners.
Yeah.
I know that Wood and O'Neal Cruz hit, you know, absolute, you know, moonshots. I know Junior Caminero went over because his over-under wasn't even that high, and he was hitting balls like 470 with his eyes closed.
Yeah.
I do not know. So, Rooker, who were the other guys? Rooker, Olsen, and I'm missing one
Jazz.
More.
Did Jazz even hit a home run? I didn't see his appearance.
Donnie, Jazz went, despite hitting three home runs, went over his longest home run prop. A 436 and a half. People are probably screaming. Oh, Cal Raleigh definitely went over his longest home run, I imagine. Right?
Yes.
So, again, at worst case, Donnie, he had 6 of 8 guys over their long home run prop. The favorite came in. Like, I would imagine, I haven't seen tweets about it, but I would imagine last night wasn't a great night for the books in terms of grading the home run bets. I imagine overs didn't come in a lot in round one, number one.
But do you know what probably did happen, which you never see? Like Cal Raleigh, Kevin, first half of the regular season, the best home run hitter in baseball. Mm-hmm. He comes into home run derby. And what do you say to yourself? Yeah, everybody's going to bet him. Did anybody bet Cal Raleigh last night to win that thing? Like, I didn't see it anywhere. Did you? Did any? You did. You had Cal Raleigh last night?
Yeah, I took. Wow. I did. Let's be real honest with our people here. So the crew give out picks as well, right? So that's three producer picks we have coming in. And anyone who came on the show, we're like, we're getting a home run derby pick out of you. So the coach came on, and we were getting the coach's pick. And my brothers were here yesterday. Yep. You know that. And we were talking, and they were kind of selling me on Buxton, right? But then coach was on Buxton. One of the producers was on Buxton. And the two other producers were James Wood and Caminera. And it was kind of, you know, Donnie, when the Monday night panel, you got seven people and six have already picked the favorite. And you're like, it was kind of interesting. So I'm like, I don't know. What am I going to let Cal Raleigh be untouched here? And the more I thought about it, I liked Cal. So I did play Raleigh. But again, the craziness of it all, Donnie, is Cal Raleigh was nearly not even in the semifinal, you know, with the way they graded that
whole thing. How did you feel about that, by the way? How did you feel
about
that?
To be honest with you.
Did you mind? It was like,
Well, it went my way, right? I can't lie. It went my way. It's nonsense that they're deciding it, you know, by a tenth of a point, right? But at the end of the day, like, I understand. It's interesting, though, because a swing off is very much like a home run derby staple kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting that they would be willing to push aside with that. I will say this, and I was tweeting it out, though, too, Donnie, because it's the home run derby, and it's not like I was loaded for bear on, like, Cal Raleigh, like, let me, I'm going to win a lot of money here. But I was laying off numbers, you know, once we were, like, O'Neill Cruz was 18-1 after the Cal Raleigh round. I was like, all right, I'm going to put a couple dollars on O'Neill Cruz just in case. Caminero is 3-1 after the Cal Raleigh round. I'm like, I'm putting a little bit on Junior Caminero. I'm not going to sit here and like, unfortunately had a tough night in the Derby. Like let's just lock in some money. I probably won $100, whatever it may be. It all worked out. It worked out nicely.
By the way, the telecast itself, I heard people complain. Now, I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch it start to finish, but tuned in, was watching the festivities. I was like, all right, like, I went right to the StatCast. I think it was on like ESPN2 because I didn't like the split screen. Because when I watch Home Run Derby, Kevin, you know what I say to myself? I want to watch the length of the home run. I want to enjoy the moment because that's what's fun for me. Not how many home runs they hit, how far they go and where they land. And you get the oohs and ahs from the crowd and where the people on the panel can talk. But I went right to the StatCast one, but I know people were losing their mind over like the ESPN main broadcast.
Man, I don't know. I sometimes broadcasts don't bother me as much as everyone, Donnie. Like, I just felt like guys were hitting bombs and it was a good time. I don't know. I wasn't. They were upset about the camera work or they were upset about the commentators?
No, the camera work, like the split screen where you couldn't, couldn't tell if it was a home run or hit a home run or I didn't see it. And then the guy swinging on one side of the screen, just that like type of thing.
Yeah. No, I'll be honest, like, because I have to drive home, you know, after the show. So I missed. I think maybe the first 30 minutes was rough, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it took him a little bit to get.
But also, maybe they got it back together because I wasn't paying attention late. Like, I didn't know who won it until, like, you know, I woke up in the morning. So I didn't stay on that.
But it might be a situation where it took him a little bit to figure it out. Also, like, it's not easy, though, right? By the time the ball lands, right? Like, the guy's already swinging for the next pitch because, you know, it's a timed thing. Like, it's a, you know, it's the same way like a 3-point shootout, right? Like, you just got to keep going. So, but I think one of the key things with that home run derby, why I really enjoyed it, not just because, listen, obviously you enjoy things more if your bets do all right.
Yeah, sure.
But you want to watch guys hit moonshots. Like the Josh Hamilton video was going around. Yes. You always bring up the Josh Hamilton, you know,
home run derby. One of the greatest ones. Yep.
And like, absolutely. Last night.
Yankee Stadium on fire. Yes. Kevin. Lit it on fire. Yeah.
Last night, like, again, it wasn't Josh Hamilton, Donnie, but like they were crushing baseballs, man. They were absolutely crushing these things.
90 like, degrees, wind blowing out, just launch pad city, man. That's what you like.
No,
I was impressed. Right when I saw James Wood hit that one, I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, my favorite batter was going to be O'Neill Cruz because I thought he would be the one that might be able to uncork the deepest one. boom, bombs away. And now we have the All-Star game tonight. We'll get more All-Star game talk next year. We'll get more Home Run Derby recap next. It's Moneyline, baby. Getting you through the week in style.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I think it was a successful home run derby.
Yeah.
You won a lot of home runs. You got it. Cal Raleigh, and I do want to say this, and it's not even with a grain of salt being sarcastic. Thank you, Cal Raleigh, for it, because the top five home run hitters in Major League Baseball, he was number one, and he showed up, and he showed out. And I have a lot of respect for that. It's like the dunk competition. Hey, I'm the best dunker in the NBA. Well, why aren't you doing it? I want rest and relaxation, because I told Ben this morning, I said, the biggest cop-out in sports is I want to rest like the dunk competition. Oh, so you don't want to dunk four times when you dunk every single night, you dunk in practice, and you put on a show for the people before the game. You just don't want to do it there. Oh, the home run derby will mess up my swing. Oh, Cal Raleigh hits home runs every night. It hasn't messed up his swing yet. Hit more last night. So shout out Cal Raleigh for coming through for the people, Kevin. How about that? Like, I got a lot of respect for that. I do. I'm being, and it's a, like you say, oh, Donnie's messing around. No, I'm not. Like, I love the fact that he was out there competing in that, Kevin. I do.
I think you are 100% correct.
Yeah.
I thought that Cal Raleigh added a completely different level because they were able to talk about, this guy is very likely going to pass Ken Griffey for the most home runs in a single season by a Seattle Mariner. Yep. You know, Ken Griffey, for all of his legendary career, Donnie, you could almost argue the most iconic thing Ken Griffey ever did was, you know, hitting the home run derby.
Mm-hmm.
So Cal Raleigh now, you know, gives you this all-time great power season. Like Cal Raleigh, Donnie, in terms of odds, right? He's gonna he wins the home run derby.
Yep.
Odds of him having the most home runs ever in a single season by a catcher, favorite. Most, you know, runs in a single season by a Seattle Mariner, favorite.
Yep.
Maybe, depending on where Judge lands, like the single season American League record, it's on the board. You're talking about, and I just think, like, this is what I was saying to you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that, you know, you're going to clip Aaron Judge in this MVP race, but you're going to hear Cal Raleigh, man, best home run season we've ever seen, even won the home run derby. It's going to get thrown out there. And I thought he absolutely added to it, and I couldn't agree more. Like I said, I don't crush Judge, Stanton, different guys, because they've done it before. And to me, like, you know, these guys are not going to be in it for 20 years. I get, so that's just where I land on it. But for Cal Raleigh, Donnie, who's never had the opportunity for this stage before, to like, he should be in it. He was in it. And he was the star of the show.
Exactly. Now, also understand this. I think this needs to happen in baseball, Kevin. Like the MVP award in that, in the American League, Judge minus 600, Cal Raleigh plus 360, sort of lowering it. And, you know, I have no idea how Judge got as high as 20,000. Didn't make sense to me at that point. Now it's already down to minus 600. Not necessarily anything that Aaron Judge has done. Cal Raleigh obviously having a good series or season itself. Kevin, we need to get to, can we have this happen? Like, can the Yankees reach out to the Mariners? Like, you know what? What's going to take to get Cal Raleigh in this team? Because I need Judge and Raleigh. Same ballparks, Kevin. Same pitchers. Toe-to-toe the rest of the year to become the MVP. Like get Soto, Judge. Like, all right, well, they're going to face the same type of talent, the same atmosphere. Like, hey, it's unfair that Judge hits in Yankee Stadium and this guy T-Mobile. Like, you can actually rectify that. Like, if Cal Raleigh winds up in New York City, you got maybe the best, most even, like, honest approach you can have towards an MVP the rest of the way. No excuses.
No. You missed it. No, you missed it, Donnie. Your scenario plays out.
Yes.
Cal Raleigh traded to the Yankees. You know what that means. Time to start looking at Tariq Skubal. These guys are going to cancel each other out.
You know what? You're right about that. Like, instead of having the field vision that I just had there, it's like, you know what? If Skubal can get these two guys on the same team, like, you on a day-to-day basis, you might just vote for one guy just because he's hit a home run that day. Just cancels it out. But it is going to be a fun market there, certainly in the American League. But I do want to take a look at, and we'll start the transition to the All-Star game tonight. Not a big fan of the All-Star game, but there's not much to watch. But I do think it's the truest form of the All-Star event in all of the sports. Yeah. Now, basketball could easily take the cake, but they don't feel like playing hard. In baseball, you have to play hard. Like, Skeens isn't going to come up in the first inning. Like, wait a second. Guy touches 97 every first inning. Like, why is he throwing 66 right now? That's the NBA version of what they would do. Oh, let's have fun and lob one and get a good laugh as, Aaron Judge Shohei Ohtani hits a home run 400 feet. That was a lot of fun to watch, like an alley-oop with no defense in the NBA All-Star game. But understand this, like, heading into it, I do think we have some juice, but I look at that American League lineup, Kevin, like All-Star game. It don't feel All-Star-ish to me, to be honest, the starting lineup.
Not when you put it side-by-side with that NL lineup. That NL lineup looks like it's got all the good players, and that's kind of why, Donnie, I think the All-Star races feel a little different. Like, it feels like it's just two players, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, with respect to Cal Raleigh, he's not been doing this on a consistent basis. Bobby Witt's not even a starter. Like, so the whole thing is a little, thrown off, it feels like. But I would I would ask you this, and I don't know if you have him in front of you or how much you've looked at him. Don't you feel that there is a gap, though, with the American League pitching staff looking better than the National League pitching staff?
It's interesting because I always I look at the starting lineups themselves, not the pitching staffs, because I just figure whatever pitchers are in there, they're upper tier on both sides, right? So it's this staff looks better, but you don't really know how it's going to turn out. But the one thing I do know is those guys are going to be throwing gas right away, and you can't really get ready for it as a batter. Like, sometimes you come into the game, Kevin, starting pitcher, let me see what Scooble's throwing. All right, good. I know I'm going to have three or four at-bats against the guy, maybe. And then I do know the closer a little bit, but you watch a little film on that. You come in an All-Star game. Who are you watching film on? You have no idea out of like 15 pitchers who you are actually going to face. And no matter one of those 15 pitchers, Kevin, is going to have lights out stuff as it goes up against you. So if we look at both of these lineups and both of these teams, like, I know the American League always wins, but you can't do that. It's like I use the equivalent of roulette. Hey, 16 straight blacks came up. Ah, Reds do. No, the odds are still in the next roll. 50-50. It still could go both ways. It's not 99-1 because it's hit 15 straight times. So I say to myself, I don't want to handicap and say, well, the American League always wins. But then I look at the National League roster, like, man, it actually is better. Let me just go that route. Like, it's always a pick-em in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's a struggle. The total's also a little weird to me because it's very clear, like, they can't make it 6.5, but man, last year, Donnie, it flew over by getting to 8. Like, it's one of those really interesting spots total wise. I may end up spraying the board a little bit in terms of All-Star Game MVP, and then I might get involved with some of the pitcher props that are out there, though. Like, there's some Scooball Skeens numbers.
Yeah, there's a heavy juiced wager that I actually do like. We'll talk about it next, but that 7 is hanging there. Like, everybody wants the under. It's like, wait a second, 3-3, man. I got at least a push. I can't get 3 runs. We'll be right back. It's Money Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Right back at it here. Moneyline, get us through the week. The hot topics have been pretty good this week. There's another uniform release, Kevin, which we're going to get to in just a few moments. But I'm sort of saving things up. Like, we have the list and the quarterbacks, but I think there's enough hot topics that I'd have fun with and keep it in, like, Major League Baseball. So looking at, like, the ways to bet the All-Star game, I'm not a big bettor. Like I told you yesterday, hey, take a flyer on Rooker. Donnie, do you really like Rooker? Not necessarily, but I like the price point because I don't think Cal Raleigh's going to win. Well, it just so happened, like, a tenth of an inch put, on the path to victory for Cal Raleigh and cost Rooker a chance to advance. And he was upset about that, saying He only had 38 baseballs in his bin, should have had 40. That could have been the difference. And rightfully so. He was angry because, like, hey, I came here to compete and I sort of got cheated a little bit at this point, but that's neither here nor there. All-star game tonight, awards market. It's comfortably saying, Kevin, the toughest handicap, like almost like in sports, is the MVP market in the all-star game. Because you said, well, Donnie, the MVP in the NBA is hard. Technically it is, but there's really four to five guys you center in on. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you do it in Major League Baseball, other than my game plan would be this, Kevin. You know the starter's going to get at least two at-bats. You know you need a home run probably to win this. Mm-hmm. I look at it as by saying, late in the game, there is going to be a guy that's going to be pinch hit for in a 2-2 game. That if he hits a home run, if it's Jazz Chisholm at 50-1, or Brent Rooker, again, just using two guys, at 80-1, like, those are the guys I would sprinkle it around with. Because it's easy to go Ohtani. And yes, if somebody hits a home run, they're right in that mix. Win or lose the game, it feels like they're in the mix. That's what you're gunning for. But I feel like I want to take the super long shot batters that will be in the game in the 7th, 8th, and 9th or extra innings that can actually get that plate appearance that's like, all right, 2nd and 3rd, one out, single up the middle, Kevin. 2 RBI, 3-2 final, winning base hit was this guy, even over a starter that hit a home run early for like a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, the problem with the All-Star Game MVP is that it doesn't favor the stars of the game, right? It is in recent history been going to guys coming off of the bench. Now, I would say sometimes, Donnie, we see trends like this bubble to the surface a little too much, right?
Yeah.
And I feel as if we're hearing a lot about Randy Arozarena, for example, right? Those are the kind of things like, you know, it's just, it's a lot, right? Stephen Kwan, you know, it's like I'm hearing is a sharp pick. Like, Donnie, you're like, oh, who was on Cal Raleigh? Like, Donnie, who's giving out Ohtani to win All-Star Game MVP? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not seeing that.
Yeah,
What I'm probably going to do tonight is end up with a starter on each team and a bench guy on each team. I'm taking my chances that, you know, because the odds are long enough. Yes, exactly. So that'll probably be how I play it. I've been going through it a little bit, trying to see who jumps off the page. I may double up on the Braves, see if one of the hometown guys can get it done, Acuna, Olson.
Gets the extra push from the voters. Like, he's in his hometown, had a big night, Acuna, you know, bang, give it to him.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that splits the tie a little bit there. Now, you said that there was a heavy juiced wager that you really liked.
Yes. This morning, like I was going over some numbers. Like, I actually really like the Nerfy, Kevin, in the first inning, -180. I really do. Because you get, 6 unbelievable
180
talent. Yeah. It's unbelievable talented pitchers, right? And it's like you say to yourself, the hitters. Somebody's going to get a base hit in the first inning. Because the 6 up, 6 down is like +300, +400. That's not happening. I really don't think that's happening. Hitters are going to be swinging. Pitchers are going to be pitching. Somebody's going to make contact. Somebody's going to get on base. Somebody might get the second base. Hell, somebody might score a run. But I'm not betting on that. I'm betting on nobody's going to score a run where these pitchers, Kevin, the best in the business, understand they are on display for one inning and maybe 10 total pitches. That means an extra mile or two miles per hour on their fastball. Breaking pitch, whatever, but they don't have to say, I got to make this last for 6 innings. I know I'm the best pitcher. I think I'm the best pitcher in this league. Watch me blow these guys away, which I love. Yeah. Like, I really like the Nerfy heavily juiced in the first inning.
It is heavily juiced. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you one thing I think that just looking around a little bit, which is nice to see, at least on the DK options, I don't know, let me check FanDuel. It seems like they're finally giving you like real odds. Remember, like, we were getting guys to hit home run at like 3-1, and I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, but it's Aaron Judge. It's like, I'm not saying 560 on Judge is amazing, but I think he's going to get 2 at bats. Just usually the guys at the top of the order. That's about right. That's about right, you know? So, all right.
By the way, after the break, since we're coming up against it, I'm going to ask you what the better bet is tonight at a certain price point. And it deals with home runs. It really does. Ben and I were talking about it today. Like, which way would you approach this bet? So get ready for that in the All-Star break. More hot topics certainly on the way. The creamsicles for the Buccaneers. Oh, yeah, it's almost football.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it, people. By the way, I'm teasing before the break here because it is the All-Star game tonight. We're going to bet on it. By the way, shout out to Chatbox, having a lot of fun. Francisco and Aaron going back and forth. George popped in here as well. If you want to get live on Restream with us, Sports Grid On Demand on YouTube, jump in the chat box, say hello. Any hot topics got, any bets you got, we like it. How would you approach this, Kevin, tonight? Ready? Because we know it's the All-Star game. And I remember, yes, in the past, like these home run numbers are based on Aaron Judge going up against like Nick Martinez, as I like to say, not the best pitchers in the world with one at bat. So as we broker that down, typically the starters of the All-Star game are going to get at least two at bats, right? So which way would you rather play this? And we'll just use Aaron Judge as an indicator. Right. Aaron Judge hits a home run in his first plate appearance, 11-1. Aaron Judge hits a home run tonight, plus 560. Which way would you bet that?
I would take the 560.
Yes, me too.
Because I would go crazy if he doesn't hit it in the first at-bat, and then you're like, all right, well, I'll just click home run this at-bat. And then, like, it's not popping up, or the odds are much worse than you thought they were going to be. Like, you thought you were going to get cute, and it's like 9-1. You're like, hold on a minute. I'm already down, you know, a couple dollars, and now it's much less. So,
yeah,
I would just play to 560, set it, bet it for. What if he gets a third at bat? Yeah, lineup is terrible, Donnie. Like, what if they just run him out there for the whole game?
Yeah, like, for the true stars. Like, Aaron Judge is a true star. Like, Shohei Ohtani is a true star. Like, that's good for baseball. Like, people will stay in the All-Star game. It's like, hey, Aaron Judge coming up next. He's going to get his third at bat. Be right back. Okay. People stick around and watch that. Because here's me. Like, because I think, did Aaron Judge hit a home run last year? Was it last year? In the All-Star game?
No, I was looking through it, Donnie, unless I misread. I think he only hit it once, and it was like 2018, okay. I want to say.
So it wasn't that, because I was listening to Ben, but I didn't get what the gist of it was. So I think it was, like here's what it was last year. And I'm just going to, I don't know,
Ohtani hit a three-run home run early last year, Donnie. And then the game ended 5-3. So
did Skeen start last year?
Yes.
For the national. Okay. Yep. Yes. So that might have been it then. Okay. So let me get my bearing straight here. And here's what I'm going to say. Like, you had the first at bat for Aaron Judge last year against Paul Skeens. So it's like, all right, well, tough day to home run on the guy. Guy's throwing gas. But Aaron Judge's second at bat, I believe, was against Tanner Houck, who was having a good year. But that's like, wait a second. You go to Skeens and then you go to Houck. Like, yeah, it's a little bit easier that second time around. Like, you're right. Like, you'd be like, let me just let him hit a home run. It's like, an idiot? Like, Skeens is throwing 99 on the black, and I'm like, Aaron Judge hit a home run off the guy. But again, not saying that he's going to get a slouch round number two when he gets up, but he's not going to get Paul Skeens level of, like, you know, like Zach Wheeler's not in this thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, still going to be a good pitcher, but I don't want to bet, hey, the best hitter in baseball, best home run hitter, let's just say, an Aaron Judge, if we say, going up against Skeens. Like, just anybody else but Skeens, I like that. And that's why I take the 560 as opposed to the 11-1, even though the 11-1 is a crazy high price.
Again, if he hits the home run off Skeens, the idea that you're going to, like, throw your hands up in anger, like, ah! Like, you know what I mean? I think you'd be just fine. Oh,
great, Judge single. Ah, damn it, Judge. You know what I mean? Nice hits.
I'll tell you this, Donnie. Mm-hmm. I was just pulling it up because you were talking about it. Last year, he first pitch swung.
Ooh.
Right? And ground it out. Hold on a minute.
Have to do that. Go ahead.
You think he learns that lesson and he goes, no way. I got to take the first pitch?
Uh-uh.
I don't know. I like Aaron Judge. I like Aaron Judge first pitch strike. Can we get that anywhere?
Yeah, like, you know what's funny? Like, I feel like sometimes in the All-Star game, it's about the hitter not being embarrassed. These guys strike out 200 times a year. But, like, on the national stage, like, me versus Skeens, if I see that fastball and hit, like, a, 110-mile-an-hour ground ball to shortstop when I'm out, felt real good about that at bat in the All-Star game. Like, hey, man, good contact on Skeens. Just didn't work in my direction. As opposed to, let me get up there and take that first pitch, 99 right down the middle. Like, look, it was fast, but that might be the only thing I can even understand that I'm going to be able to hit. Next pitch, breaking ball in the corner. Oof, now I'm down 0-2. This guy buries a slider in the dirt. I'm just swinging. Like, just get me the hell out of this box. Like, I can't even, like, understand what's going on.
Nine, what about climbing the ladder? Aaron Judge, 2+ home runs, 70-1.
Whoa! Jesus. You know what's funny about that too? Because let's just say like you had fun with that tonight and said, no, I'm going to take everybody in the starting lineup, Kevin, to hit two home runs. You get through the first nine with a home run. You're like, all right, it's, you know, Vladdy's got one in the first. Doesn't that feel like the manager would be like, you know, Vladdy, go for three at bats out there. See if you can get two of those bombs. Like, it feels like everybody gets like on your side at that point. Yeah. Supposed to, hey, he's hot with a home run. Walk him the next time he gets up. Like, that might be something to do that here. But, like, the MVP odds are massive. The home run odds are massive because they're supposed to be. Everybody's going to get to play in this game. There's tons of good players and tons of good pitchers. Like, it just takes one home run where it feels like you have to pick it. But that's what I said, like, Jazz Chisholm, like 50 to 1 makes sense because I don't care what situation it is, Jazz, there's one out in the bottom of the ninth inning in a tie game. Make contact. He's not make contact. See the chop house out there? I'm breaking a window out there. Strike three. He's like, Jazz, you just need to get a put the ball in play and we won. That's not what it's about. Like, I want the guys late in the game that are just like, I want to make my presence felt. We're going deep here. Like, that's what
I didn't get your Jazz Chisholm home run derby performance take.
I didn't watch it, though. Like, I didn't even watch it. Like, all yeah, I saw I'm pretty was sure. I saw your tweet from, like, Lisi put in, and, like, why? Like, I was following along on social media. Like, why'd the guy even show up, or what an embarrassment with the memes? Like, I did get a kick out of that. But then again, as you said, dude's like, you know what? If I'm only going to get three, I'm winding up on one of these. Love to see it.
But I'm pretty sure that Jazz also like was quotedly and like, yeah, I ain't gonna mess up my swing for this thing. It's like, hey, Jazz,
it's your swing.
Why did you sign up? Like, why
I guess he played the. Yeah, I was in the home run derby, but like, I'm not gonna like try to hit home runs. I'm just gonna try to get some BP. Everybody, yeah. Is that what he's explaining?
Oh, you just get a couple down the line. Crazy. Like, I mean, it was a little crazy to me.
Spraying the ball around the yard, like, oh, that's a double, that's a single, that's moving
he
the runner
like
over
a
right
kid
there.
Up there, I was like, oh, he probably doesn't have enough to juice one out of here. Like, that's a shame. Like that, it was really bizarre, man. Again, like he hit three. Like it was. That was pretty
brutal. By the way, O'Neill Cruz, though, 6'7". I mean, what are we, like, O'Neill Cruz and who's the other? Ellie De La Cruz, man. Just got some athletes, which I was trying to find. Does DK have steal a base props?
FanDuel has it. I'll pull it up right now. Just look at
it. Like, what's it under? Like, there's so many things I can't even track these things. Total base is single, triple. Like, I couldn't. Oh, there it is. The record of stolen base. There it is. Yep. Wow.
You're all about it?
Now, hold on.
Now, who has this? Where is it again? Is it on DK?
It's on a FanDuel under batter props. Record a stolen base, but only has seven guys.
No, really?
Yeah. Like PCA, Kyle Tucker, Otani, Machado, Acuna Jr., Lindor, and Freeman. Like, you're not, like, I just want to see, because I, you know, I said, wow.
I don't have it.
I saw the first guys pop up. I was like, wait a second. Like, Pete Crow's plus 520. I got that. Freddie Freeman's 14-1. Like, you're telling me O'Neill Cruz is 20-1 to get a stolen base? Like, that's the thing. Because you know, Kevin, he walks, he grounds out, which is a fielder's choice where he gets on first base. That guy's taking a lead all midway to second base. I would love to see if we can have that bet. But maybe it's like we were. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like we were betting Ellie last year and he just like didn't go or something like that, which was like driving me crazy. Yeah, but we'll get involved a little bit. Like I said, how do you feel, Donnie, Skeen Schoolball to combine for four strikeouts plus like 260?
Normally, I would say yes, and they're amped up. But as I just told you, like I just feel like sometimes where you're going against a dominant pitcher, like your mindset changes to, let me see the first thing I can hit and just try to jump this guy, which probably ends up in an out automatically, as opposed to, let me work this count where it's 2-2. It's like, no, now you're getting struck out. Like, I don't even think we get to like five, like, let's just say four pitches per batter, because the hitters aren't looking to work the count. The pitchers are looking to get you the hell out of there. Like,
but Paul Skeens might pitch two innings.
Set him up. Really?
Like,
I don't know.
I'm basing that off what the Pirates are doing. Pitching.
Exactly. Yeah. Give him two innings. Give him six innings. The most meaningful innings.
Yeah, the Pirates are like, can you pitch him? Can you let him go complete game, please?
Exactly. And if he goes out after five, can you bring him in to close the game as well? Like, it just needs work out there, like a win. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game tonight. And a lot of fun will be had by all superstar pitchers, certainly starting that game, Tarek Skubal and Paul Skeens. But how about this? Did you know, guys, that you could tune in to 2 p.m. this afternoon? Now, it's on the Sports Grid Network. Maybe the boys will be going over it by the time we get to Coast, right here with Carver and the boys and Scotty Farrell. Because why? It's a red carpet at 2 o'clock. Walk down the red carpet. You got the girlfriend. You got the wife. You know, maybe a couple kids. You rock out a nice fashionable outfit. You're going to see Paul Skeens, maybe Livy Dunn out there. This is the World Series for Livy Dunn on the red carpet at the All-Star Game. Those are the questions that we need to have answered here. But that's 2 o'clock. I want to know if anybody in the chat box out here, Kristen Hess is checking in. Anybody going to be out here and watch the red carpet at 2 p.m. for Major League Baseball? I'm hearing Livy Dunn might do a floor exercise out there, Kevin, dressed in her LSU leotard. Yeah.
Interesting. We're having a conversation the other day in the office that now I feel like I don't even understand the parameters of, about like the biggest stars in Major League Baseball.
Oh, here we go.
And
it's an internal war.
Yeah, I feel like they're trying to, you know, I'm seeing some people trying to change what was being discussed. But like, Donnie, biggest stars in Major League Baseball, right? Yeah. Like, Ohtani and Judge are 1 and 2. Ohtani's really number one, I would say. I was suggesting that Paul Skeens was third, right? I was then told that, like, you know, where do you think Paul Skeens is on the star list in Major League Baseball?
Like, although the star list being like, let's put photos of just their headshots up.
Yeah, I would say that would
be ahead of Paul Skeens. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on now. Stop.
Who else is ahead of Paul Skeens? Go ahead. Like,
Mike Trout. Mike Trout.
Maybe I'm on an island.
Trout. Okay. So that picture up there, Trout. Like,
I don't think so.
Stars meaning like recognizable. Like, if I put a picture of like Michael Jordan, he hasn't played in 20 years. Like, that's a star. Shaquille O'Neal. Like, you know what I mean? Like Kobe Bryant. You know, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Like, we would look at them like, yeah, I recognize that guy right away, as opposed to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, like the common sports fan. Hey, here's Kobe, here's SGA. But SGA is an MVP champion. You still would get that, though.
I would say, Donnie, it's a combination of recognizable as well as a part of the current conversation.
Yeah.
So that's why I think Skeens would be in front of Mike Trout. That to me. Are there other names that you feel would be in front of Paul Skeens? Like, you feel like Paul Skeens is inside the top 10?
Yes, I think he is inside the top 10 because he is a lightning rod type pitcher. I don't care about, Livy Dunn also, like, you just, like, superstar pitcher. And by the way, Tarek Skubal, Paul Skeens, not even a race. Like, you might say Skubal's the better pitcher, not even a race on superstar. It's just Skeens with the level of excitement coming out of LSU to Pittsburgh, what he did coming right off the bat, and sort of being a national profile already with his girlfriend, which, again, that's all part of being a superstar, recognizability and performance on the field. Where, yes, Skeens is way up there, but I do still think in the All-Star, because I got into this too, like, hey, All-Stars, like, why don't we just have Harper there and Trout there and Juan Soto there? Like, if it's just supposed to be like the stars of the game for the All-Star game and why it is, but Skeens is up there, but I do think other guys, just because the newness of Skeens, where you might see a headshot, like, my wife, again, we're Phillies fans there, if you just put Paul Skeens up there and Bryce Harper, she wouldn't know, but if you go on like a national level, I still think the same thing, like, side by side, who's this guy? Who's this guy? It's still going to be Bryce Harper and Mike Trout. It's a good point. So Acuna, a bigger star. You have to be Ronald Acuna in the game, though. I really do.
I disagree quite considerably. I think Paul Skeens is significantly more talked about than Ronald Acuna Jr.
Oh, I mean, I think, in the landscape of right now, I would say yes, but I'm just looking like the totality of it all, like. You say the name Paul Skeens, yes, they know, but Ronald Acuna, man, MVP, like, it's a shame he got hurt last year and the Braves stink this year, so it sort of lowers it a little bit. But, man, it's a good conversation, though, to be honest. Like, normally you'd say Skeens just on the literary level, like, hey, is Travis Kelce the most famous football player because he dates Taylor Swift? Like, well, that's not fair. Well, yeah, it is. That's what we're talking about, like recognizability and really good talent.
Yeah, Travis Kelce is a bigger star than, I mean, he's one of the five biggest stars in football.
Is he bigger than, like, Saquon Barkley?
Well, so Saquon, yeah. But here's the thing, Donnie. Yeah. Saquon Barkley was the star of the NFL last season. Like, Saquon Barkley was a bigger star last year maybe than Jalen Hurts. But Jalen Hurts is one of the biggest stars in football. But here's the thing. Right now, both Hurts and Barkley are bigger stars than Dak Prescott. And you can go argue with a wall over that one. Like, it's not really even close. Like, just because he's the Cowboys quarterback. That's just the truth of it.
I think Dak is a bigger star than Jalen Hurts, though.
Not right now.
I do. Because
Donnie, Jalen Hurts leads all these shows trying to figure out, is he a top five quarterback or not?
Yes, no, and we'll get to those later in the week.
Dak wasn't even on that list, was he?
But we're not talking, I'm just talking about recognizability superstar. I still would give it to Dak. Not because Dak's not on the field, Jalen Hurts right now. Like, Jalen is better, but star encompasses everything.
I agree.
I do think, like, the national campaigns, like, does Jalen have a national campaign? Like, Dak's had, like, multiple ones over the past couple of years.
Hurts has the Jordan brand stuff. Jalen Hurts is out there standing shoulder to shoulder with Michael Jordan, giving people advice, smoking cigars.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'd rather be with now if he was out there with LeBron talking about championships.
That's a good point.
Now, what would happen in the Walsh household? Like, if LeBron took Jalen Hurts under his wing,
we'd have
Jalen
to get framed.
Hurts is like, I only talk to the best of the best, and that's LeBron James.
I like that.
I mean, he would probably move up in a couple. Couple nights.
He would.
What are they? By the way, what are they talking about out there? Like, what do those two talk about?
Honestly, Hurts is probably very stoic, and he's like, "Listen, man, like, I just wanted to go out there and win. Like, you kind of know what I'm talking about." And then Michael's just like, "I'd play you 1-on-1 right now." Like, it's like, what? You know what I mean? Like, the whole thing would just be weird.
Like, I would, like, that is a great conversation, because usually you get, like, the young, energetic quarterback that's got too much to say, and Jordan's like, "Hey, young pup. Sit there and just watch me today. Like, we're not even going to talk. Just watch me." But Mr. Jordan, like, what do you mean? Like, you're not playing. Just watch what I do the entire day. You'll learn enough. Like, that's what it would be. But I feel like they're like it's like a quiet, like, dinner or something. Like, hey, how'd you handle, like, this guy in the locker room? And Jordan with a couple of expletives. Like, that's how I handle that guy. And Jordan starts like, all right. So when my wide receivers start popping off, that's how you handled it. Let me see if I can handle that exact same way this next coming season. I do want to get to the creamsicles, Kevin. We're getting rebrands all over the NFL, and for good reason.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Bucks are bringing back their 1976 throwback uniforms this season. And I got a question, Kevin. You see how that I just read that to you? The Bucks are bringing back their 1976 throwback uniform.
Mm-hmm.
That's their original uniform. That's not a throwback. What does that mean? Like, I think the Tampa Bay came in 76. You know what I mean?
So,
how does that read that? They're bringing back their throwback. Like, it should say they're getting rid of their stupid uniforms and going back to their real ones. That's how that tweet should actually read then.
But those are, they're throwbacks because it's a throwback to the old uniform, and they're also not going to be the uniform the whole season.
Right. That's broken. That's broken right there. And by the way, the creamsicle uniform, one of the best uniforms in sports.
Yeah.
Why is that not their full-time uniform? So, like, somebody, again, I get in these fights with myself on the air and yell and scream. You look at that uniform, Kevin, as a Bucks fan, and you go, that is unbelievable. And they go, giving it to you 2 to 3 times a year. Meanwhile, your current uniforms are nowhere near as glorious as that uniform, Kevin. help, yeah. like help me, or you, help me, help you, help me. Somebody help me.
Well, I'll say this. The Bucks Twitter account tweeted out the original returns, the 76 yes. jerseys here. So that's more what you were All looking right. for. Okay.
Don't mess that up.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Donnie, I've been trying to figure this out, I feel like, forever. Not forever. But how is it that, like, most sports franchises mm-hmm. are currently not wearing their best uniform?
I don't know.
Is it just a nostalgia thing? Is it possible that in 25 years, right, of a 16-year-old is going to be like, man, if we don't get those midnight greens on our boys, I am going to be hot. Like, where are the midnight greens? Bring them back. Is that possible?
But here's the thing where leagues get themselves in trouble, and teams, I should say. If you look at the Yankees, Kevin, you don't have a lot of respect for them. Tradition. Where's the Yankees throwback? Oh, that's right. 100+ years, they've worn the same uniform. That's what they do. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the Yankees didn't go to some crazy cosmic uniform for 15 years and then go back. But you know why? The Yankees are a brand that's in the biggest market in the country. Like, that's you know, pat your little kid on the head. Good job, Tommy, because we want to sell jerseys to make extra money. That's why these teams do this. There's a reason why they're changing uniforms on a year-to-year basis, because they know even the smallest move, like, hey, the Eagles are going to a double band on the arm and going from Reebok to Nike. Crazy fans are like, shh, I can't wear the old one without the double arm band now at the game and the Reebok logo as opposed to the Nike. I want the new one. That's why they love to change. So if you never change your uniform in the NFL, they look at it as like, well, is Kevin going to buy another jersey when it doesn't change for 25 years? Do the Yankees ever have that problem? People got to get 10 Yankee jerseys. They're all the same. So home and away, that's what you buy. But in the NFL, you're right. Like, is there going to be a tipping point? Oh, man, I yearn for the days of the midnight green. I don't know, because I just look at the better uniform. And I don't know why the Patriots wear their current uniforms when the throwback is outrageously cool.
Yeah.
And the powder blues out there in Los Angeles for the Chargers. And the Eagles, Kelly Green. Like, the fans get so excited for that uniform. It's like, well, why aren't they just all the time there? I don't get it.
I don't know, Donnie. It's, again, like I said, and it's not just an NFL thing, right? Like,
the
Orlando Magic, right, tried to figure that whole thing out. Yeah, but can I say something, Donnie, with that? Like, you're saying, like, blame LeBron James. Mm-hmm. There are some, like, pictures of LeBron. Like, the first stint LeBron jerseys, those are not nice jerseys, and I find myself being nostalgic over them. I mean, like, there's a little bit of something to it.
Cleveland. Yeah.
Like, just the maroon and gold. Like, I don't know. Maybe it felt like it was Ione. I don't know. It was so sometimes that's why I wonder. But then you see them, like, there's a brightness to them. Like, it's so funny. Like, it feels like in today's day and age, they want a bright jersey. But they, like, then you get the Kelly Greens, Donnie, side by side. Also, Tampa Bay and Philadelphia really should just handshake it and be like, look, man. Kelly Green versus, you know, creamsicles.
Yes.
Like, let's just make this thing happen here.
Just pop. Just pop right off the screen. Because, like, the Commanders / we're going back to the Redskin uniform, it is such a beautiful uniform where their fans go, oh, salvation. Like, we're back. And that's why it should be for every fan base. I hate Washington. Love that uniform, though. Just every, like, we need to have, like, at least half the season where everybody plays in their original uniform. Not those stupid bumblebee-looking uniforms for the Steelers, which are god-awful at that point. JP behind the wheels of steel, Kevin and Donnie. Be back tomorrow on a Wednesday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.